Jessica, thanks for joining us for Alamo Gordo Now. We're kicking off this segment talking about a former deputy city attorney filing a complaint against the Alamo Gordo city attorney. What can you share?
That's correct. The former assistant city attorney, Jeff Trout, filed a complaint with the Alamo Gordo Police Department that indicated that he believed that several city employees, including city attorney Petria Benguchea, had colluded, is the word that's included in the complaint, to keep letters that he wrote and addressed to county commissioners from reaching them. Now, in the letter itself, he was quite critical of the atmosphere in the city attorney's office and had asked the city commissioners to look into the possibility of harassment or bullying inside that particular office. Now, one of the city commissioners, Al Hernandez, says that they were informed that the letters had arrived and they were instructed to visit the city clerk's office if they wanted to review it. Now, we don't know what's going to happen with this complaint. We were made aware of it as pending within the Alamo Gordo Police Department.
Okay, we also have news for voting in this municipal election. Early voting kicks off today.
That is correct. Early voting kicks off today. If you are a registered voter, you are welcome to go to the clerk's office and do early voting in person and cast your ballot. We'll remind you that November 5th is the open ballot election.
Okay, there's also news of a Las Cruces brewery opening in Alamogordo.
So we had our local reporter, Christina Carrion, had a great conversation with the new owners of the Picacho Brewing in Alamogordo. Now, they are open for business, and they are welcoming customers with a variety of locally brewed beers as well as food. So you're welcome to take a trip down there and taste some of that homegrown goodness.
We also have news of Sunspot Solar Observatory turning 50. Any events planned for this?
So the Solar Observatory is turning 50. Now they're celebrating that anniversary with a few free events October 12th and 13th for the community. The observatory is about 30 miles from Alamogordo, but from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., the telescope is open for public viewing and for guided tours throughout the two-day event. There are special activities on the 12th, including the solar telescopes, weather permitting, of course. The director of the observatory, James McAteer, at 1 p.m. on that day, will discuss key projects that the telescope plays a major role in. And at 2 p.m., you get to spend time with NASA Solar Sister Ambassador Dave Dewing, who once lived and worked there. So if you've got some time, you should go see one of our local wonders.
Jessica, thanks for the update. We'll talk with you next week.
Look forward to it.